And that's why in meditation, we want you to quiet your mind. We don't want you to work a workshop. We don't want you to be thinking thoughts. Just relax. Focus on your breathing. Let your mind wander. Relax and release. Relax and release. And allow your vibration to raise naturally. It will.
Okay, because in meditation, I go to the other realms and I work with the energies up there. And today I realized, no, I need to merge that energy up there to this realm down here so I can expand my physical experience.
But it's different than you just stated it, because you don't need to do any merging. You just need to stop doing that thing you do that keeps it from merging.
Okay.
And when you meditate, you stop doing that thing you do that keeps it.
Yes, I do.
Because when you meditate, you quiet your mind. When you quiet your mind, you stop thought. When you stop thought, you stop resistance. When you stop resistance, you come into alignment, you see. So you're right. You may be thinking too much about all of this.
Yeah.
That's why we no longer call this the science of deliberate creation. We call it the art of allowing. It's a much softer approach.
Right. So as I relax on this physical plane, by law of attraction, I'm going to automatically get my vibrational grow. And the example of that is more relaxed I feel, the way
perfect,
I feel.
Perfect words. Now say it again, because they were so good.
Okay. In the physical realm, the more I relax, the more I expand my energy, and the more I expand my energy, it allows my vibrational escrow to naturally flow to me because I'm relaxed.
We liked the way you said it the first time better because,
because
it's all right. You hit it right on, and so we'll use different words, but
yes,
we'll say the same thing that you said.
Okay.
So law of attraction is doing the work, and my life before I came into this body and since I've been in this body have caused me to put into vibrational escrow that which is my future experience. And now my work is to relax and allow law of attraction to draw me to it, because law of attraction is responding to the dominant vibration.
Yes.
Are you getting the distinction that we're offering you here? You, leading edge creators out here on the leading edge of thought with us, you are. So why do we even need to have this conversation?
Yeah,
if law of attraction is what we say it is, and if you're out here banging around and you're putting all this stuff in vibrational escrow and source energy is responding to it and mixing it all up, and if this potion is the future you and it is the dominant you, it is the eternal you, and law of attraction is responding to it in a more powerful way because it's bigger, it's longer, it's older, it's more of you, then why do you ever need to do anything? Wouldn't the natural resources of the universe just take care of it? Wouldn't they?
Yes.
And we say, yes, and that's exactly the way you saw it. Here's the corker. That only works when you accept that feeling good is good.
Yes, amen.
In other words, law of attraction is responding to that, and as long as you're moving in the direction of what feels best, then you wouldn't have anything in the world to figure out. That feels like a good idea. That feels like a good idea. That feels like a good idea. But then enters those informational geniuses that want to give you all those rules and requirements that get you all upside down and around so that you forget how to know that good feels good and not so good feels not so good. So that's what the art of allowing really is about. We're trying to remind you that you are this dominant, good-feeling being, but that you have patterns of thought. You've picked up thoughts along your physical trail that are activated in your vibration that are not keeping you from this expanded being. Really, they're not. When you croak, you'll find out. You'll close that gap quick.
Yeah.
The whole reason that we talk to you is we think it would be nice for you to close the gap here and now.
Yes.
We know that future generations will benefit by the contrast that you've lived and what you've put into vibrational escrow. Just as you are benefiting by past generations, future generations will benefit by that which you all are doing. But we do not think you should have to wait until if you are a part of a future generation in order to benefit from the contrast and the creation and the evolution that your own life has put there for you. We think that you should be able to mix it up, know what you don't want, know what you do want, and live it. Mix it up, know what you don't want, know what you do want, and live it. Mix it up, know what you don't want, know what you do want, and live it. We do not think it is necessary to really know what you don't want so you really know what you do want, so there's this really big gap between what you really are and who you've become and who you're allowing yourself to be, and you struggle, torture, go to therapy, go to 12 steps, go to online chat groups, feeling the discord of all of it. it and then meditate and close a gap. Come out of meditation and open the gap.
Right.
Go to sleep and close the gap. Wake up and open the gap. And then after a while, you just say, life is really, really hard. Yeah. And we say, it does not need to be hard. You have the ability to close this gap more and more and more. You should not have to wait long at all. You do not need to develop patience when Great. You understand the way the laws of the universe work. Just chill out more. Spend more time reaching for thoughts that feel better.
Thank you, Abraham.
Yes,
Always a pleasure. Thank you.